Indoor Football League announcing their players of the week. Keithon Fleming, the running back out of Tri-Cities, it's his second award of the year. For the offensive player of the week, the special teams player was Dontrell Johnson, the kick returner from the Green Bay Blizzard. And for the third time this year, the defensive player of the week, he's the reigning IFL defensive player of the year, and he should be getting it again this year, and he joins us on the fan line, Tyler Knight. Tyler, congratulations on the award.
Thank you, thank you.
Did you ever play baseball?
I did when I was younger, and you know, at that age, they didn't really know about, you know, pitchers taking care of their arm and things of that nature. And I ended up throwing out my arm at the age of about 13, and I think that was my baseball career because I didn't rehab it or anything like that, and my arm never gained the strength back, so had to hang it up.
Were you a lefty or a righty?
Right hand, mean fastball.
How come that doesn't surprise me? I don't think there's anything that you do that is soft. You are going at it all the time, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Everything you do, you got to go at it 100%. If you're not going to give 100%, then why go at it at all?
He leads the lead in league in tackles. Tackles per game. He's second in sacks in the league. But I got to worry about your hammy. How's it going? How's the hammy feeling?
I was good. X-rays came back negative. You know, just right now just getting it strong and strengthening it up. I mean, it's good. I'll be ready when I'm needed.
How did it happen, Tyler? Do you know the exact play on Saturday night when the injury happened?
Yeah, it was on a field goal. It was a fourth down. It was going to kick a field goal, which we initially blocked. A teammate missed it on a scoop, and I went to go and scoop it up. And as I was scooping it up and gaining possession of it, I was bent over and just got hit backwards and just bent me back out of contortion and just twisted it up, banged it up real good.
Texas gave you a heck of a game last Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we knew that was going to come to play. And, you know, anytime you get a quarterback, you know, whether he's got a great arm or not, a mobile quarterback in this league is a threat. With only three rushes, and you give them a crease in the lane to go, and they can just step up and find, you know, that crease and, you know, either throw the ball or take out running. You know, it's kind of hard to defend.
How about that Freddie Solomon, the kind of player he is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like him. You know, I don't like all his antics and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm glad my defensive backs were able to go out there and, you know, shut him down and keep him quiet and, you know, to not hear him talking. So, I mean, I was very happy. You know, I praised my DBs and how they played Saturday.
That's your offensive guys in the post game after the game last Saturday really gave the defense a lot of credit for winning that game for you guys. You kept Texas off the board as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think we deserve all of the credit because special teams did put up some points, too. And, you know, offense did go out and score. You know, we just was able to go out there and hold them off. I think we're coming together better as a unit and as the stretch comes in. And these final games, we've been communicating better, more, and able to just rely on each other and trust in each other. And I think that's been the most important thing, developing that trust with each other, knowing that, you know, each person is going to do their job. And I think that's what makes the great defense when you have, you know, eight people playing together as one makes a solid unit.
Yeah, Tyler, last time we had you on the program, I was asking, you know, what it's like to get in the quarterback's face and have a hit, kind of everything that's going through. But, I mean, you guys had eight sacks on Saturday as a team. I mean, you yourself had 2.5. What do you guys do schematically that allows you to get that kind of pressure? Because, I mean, I see every game that I see, I mean, those quarterbacks just don't have any time to get comfortable back there in the pocket.
I mean, the thing that we do, we always want the athletic quarterbacks, we want to try to keep them in the pocket as much as we can. And if they step up, you know, into an escape lane, I have to be, you know, aware of, you know, where they're going after that. So I'm primarily going to be the one to try to, you know, keep them from, you know, advancing after that. And with them having a mobile quarterback, we knew whatever quarterback they brought would be very, very, have a lot of agility. And so I just pretty much, I wanted to be personally aware of where he was once he stepped up and try to get in those escape lanes. And, you know, when I felt like, you know, he took two or three steps, you know, and I felt like, you know, I knew he was going to pull it down and run, and I knew that I wanted to be coming, you know, attack line of scrimmage and not to give him the angles and the places the way he wanted to go. So it was just more or less us playing together as a unit. And I think for our size and on our defensive line and at our different positions, I mean, not the biggest and, you know, not the strongest. I think that the speed is the more or less the key thing because our defensive linemen are very athletic.
He is Tyler Knight, the linebacker for the Sioux Falls Storm. The Storm got the win over Texas over the weekend. You've won 40 in a row at home. You go to Cedar Rapids, though, this week. Really, it is a meaningless game unless you want to make it a big point to go undefeated because you play Cedar Rapids again in the playoffs next week. How is the team handling this week of preparations?
I mean, we're not looking at it as a meaningless game. Every game has value. It is, you know, not the difference between now and, honestly, the 2011 season was that it was more playoff games and you got to, you know, work your way on through the season. But now week 12, we counted it down and just counted every game. You know, once we got close to the end of the stretches, it's games that we needed to win to build on that momentum. So we don't look at it as a meaningless game. We look at it as a playoff game. You know, just happen to be playing them twice back to back, but we still want to go in with momentum and let them know, you know, that we coming to play, and you know, and after we go down there and play, we want them to know that they have to come to us now. So it's not a meaningless game. Every game that we go into, you know, it has a purpose, and we want to go in and build on this momentum that we had the last couple of weeks.
I'm thinking Cedar Rapids, they're not going to be showing you guys a lot of stuff this week. They're going to probably save it for 2 weeks, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to go out and show us everything that they want to do and probably not even play a lot of their players, but at the same time, we just got to go in, you know, and execute our game plan and go in and, you know, still try to build on that momentum and win no matter what they do. We can't control what they do. We can just go in and perfect ourselves as a team.
Well, I know one thing with these roster limits, Tyler, that, you know, if there are any chance for guys like yourself that might be a little nicked up, and you know, you do have that playoff game coming up a week from Saturday against Cedar Rapids again. Is this one of those games where it's going to be a little bit easier to maybe take a pass as a player if you're not 100% knowing that you've got the playoffs the week after? Is it easier to maybe sit this one out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those decisions are made, you know, by the coaches and things of that nature. And honestly, I mean, you don't know until the day before the game. And sometimes, you know, the day, you know, of the game just depends on, you know, what kind of what the coaches think. So I just go out and I just get my prepared to play every week and, you know, let the coaches make those kind of decisions.
Well, I want you to be healthy for the playoffs, and from a selfish perspective, I don't want to see you play on Saturday because I want you to be full strength against Cedar Rapids. I mean, you got two big playoff games. I want you to be healthy because
he's concerned there, Tyler. He's really concerned about
you. Well, I got to tell you, if you guys have not seen Tyler Knight play, this guy is, I mean, he's a freak. He's dynamic. He's fast. He's quick. He's strong. He's everything you want from a linebacker.
Wow, how about that, Tyler?
Oh, I love watching him play. I've got no qualms. I'm a Tyler Knight fan. I've said that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I thank you. It's just an honor to just go out there and play in front of these great fans. And, you know, these coaches that we have, I mean, they're bringing their talent, but if you have talent and you don't have good coaches, you still have nothing. So, I mean, honestly, just want to thank the coaches and things for going out and, you know, working us, making us better, bringing us together as a team.
Hey, you're so good, Tyler. I could be your linebacker coach, and you'd still be a player of the
year.
See that guy?
That would be scary.
That guy. That guy with the ball, go kick his ass.
Tyler, let's hope the hammy heals really quick for you. Congrats on another excellent season, and we'll talk playoffs next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler.
Tyler Knight,
all right.
The reigning MVP on the defensive side of the IFL.
He should be.
Should be getting it again this year.
I'm
leads the league in tackles, tackles mm-hmm. per game, solo tackles. He's second in sacks in the league.